The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
Well, it is time for our visit again with me, Arif Halaby, CEO of TFS Financial Insurance Services. Arif is joining us along with our segment we call Arif and the Sheriff, because Sheriff Alex Villanueva is with us again. Sheriff Villanueva, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. How are you all doing?
Saw your debate this week. Tell us about your reactions to this week's debate.
Well, I had definitely had fun. I don't think my opponent had as much fun. He seemed kind of rattled and unsure of himself. And bad sign. Heaven forbid he were to win.
Yeah, yeah. You made a point, and we'll get into it. You made a point that, he's kind of a puppet. Explain what you were saying with that.
Well, he's endorsed by the entire political establishment, career politicians, mind you, not our local elected leaders in our city councils, but by your career politicians in Sacramento, D.C., the Board of Supervisors, of course. That crowd is not the crowd that actually speaks and, you know, suffers through the tribulations, trials and tribulations, are people that work, that live, have to interact with the homeless community, are in fear of violent crime. They have really nothing to say, or they've been an absolute failure at addressing both of those crises, and he is just going to marry himself to their failed strategy.
And that's to the point where he's willing to say, let's work with everybody, we've got to compromise. He tried to make that point back at you, but he kind of walked into it acknowledging that, yeah, he would be working with whoever. And you gave some examples of in the debate this week of where he was silent when we all forgot about, but you reminded us about those riots that took place, and even in Long Beach, and he did nothing.
No, that was the point. We had to intervene, and we gave him all the resources that he needed, but of course he asked for them too late, and then his plan as chief was wildly inadequate for the size of the problem, and they just overran him, and he was nowhere to be found, hiding in a bunker somewhere in a fire station instead of being out there with the troops.
Yeah. Alex Villanueva is with us, and I want to go over to Arif Halaby. Arif, you wanted to talk a little bit about our jails and space for criminals.
Yeah, Sheriff Villanueva, thanks for all that you've done. I really appreciate the debate, actually. I saw your debate. I wasn't watching the mayor of Los Angeles, because that just seems a puppet, and your hands are going to be tied with the county supervisors. Seems to be bad enough. But my concern is this. We have a certain amount of homeless crime that's taking place. Many of them are victims, in addition to perpetrators of crime. What would you do from a space standpoint? Do we have enough jail space to arrest these folks if the district attorney now starts to cooperate and puts them in jail?
Well, pre-pandemic, and this is when Jackie Lacey was in office, we had a pretty much a stable population of about 17,000 and change. And then we dropped it down to under 12,000 pandemic levels. Now we're back up to 14,800. We'll be at 15,000 in a matter of this week, I believe. And so we're creeping back, and that is in spite of a huge backlog of warrants out there. Remember, all those felonies that were cited out, the catch and release, the zero bails and all that, all those promises to appear is going to be an enormous backload of warrants in the system that is mind-boggling to comprehend. And if we were actually to try to arrest everyone with those warrants, I think that pushed the jail population past 20,000, which we don't have the space for.
Seems that way. When I was I did almost 11 years on the Los Angeles Police Department, and when we were out there trying to enforce warrants, and we had special weekend warrant task force, etc., we had a cooperation with ICE, with parole, with probation, with the sheriff's department. We had a full cooperation of teams. Are you finding that you're still getting this kind of cooperation between parole, probation, the FBI, et cetera?
With all the federal agencies, yes. The only one where we've separated ourselves from is ICE, for obvious reasons, because their mission, our mission, run counter to each other in terms of public trust. But for federal agencies, big cooperation, anybody who shows up with a warrant is always going to be accommodated, because we follow all judicial guidelines and orders from the court. So that cooperation has always been there.
Sheriff Villanueva is with us, Arif Halaby as well on the phone, and a little bit more about some of the topics in the debate that really showed a difference. List off differences. You believe this, Luna believes that.
Well, actually, I don't think Luna believes in anything. He believes in the saying whatever he can to get the job. But this is the first guy I've ever seen who shows up to run a campaign. Well, he doesn't. They're running it for him. All the handlers that a political establishment is throwing at him. He does not have a single policy proposal. Not one. The entire campaign. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. When I campaigned 4 years ago against the incumbent, I talked about body-worn cameras. I talked about separating ICE from law enforcement functions. I talked about diversifying the workforce. I talked about recruiting locally, getting deputies and patrol due 4 years minimum. I talked about definitely revamping our internal affairs apparatus so we treated everyone fairly. These are things I spoke about in specificity, and it won the election. And this guy has not said a single policy proposal, which is just mind-boggling.
Mm. Take us to the Sheila Kuehl story, because that's one where there are two different tracks of reports out there. There's one that kind of goes, well, Bonta, the AG, is taking that away from the sheriff. And the other one is, wait a second, the sheriff has been working with the AG along the way and took it because of the tipping off of Sheila Kuehl.
Well, it's pretty simple. We've been working with the attorney general since day one. We've alerted them. We've asked them to actually assist us. In fact, we have the documentation. We wrote them back in February of all the steps we're taking and pleas to join our effort. And then when Sheila Kuehl made the astonishing admission that she was tipped off, which is a crime, by the Inspector General, Max Huntsman, and by County Council,
unbelievable.
That just kicked it to a whole new level of corruption they weren't even contemplating. So, of course, now everything has to fall into place, and the appropriate person or entity to do that investigation is the Attorney General, because we're, in essence, our public corruption unit became a victim of public corruption. Go figure. So we asked them, hey, you need to do this investigation. Please take it. And they did. And what did the LA Times do? Oh, my God. The sheriff was stripped of his authority or whatever, however they spun it.
Right.
No. We asked him to do his job. He did his job. And we thanked him. In fact, we sent him a letter thanking him for taking the handle on that. And, oh, by the way, we got two other cases we've been waiting over a year on that we'd like you to pay attention to as well. And they're related to the same corrupt county government.
Right. And here's the LA Times headline exactly. Quote, LA sheriff stripped of control of Kuehl investigation by Attorney General. Then they have some subpoints. LA County Sheriff's Unit accused of targeting political enemies, vocal critics. Lopez is sheriff's search for Supervisor Kuehl's home, just a vindictive political stunt. See where they go with that?
Oh, they're a part of the political establishment. They're no longer a legitimate news source. They're a blog. Nothing more than a blog right now. And every article they write, you just got to laugh and wonder, wow. Whatever happened to the paper of record for L.A. of, 30, 40, 50 years ago? The days of the Chandlers and actual, a real newspaper, the rivals of the New York Times, those are long, long gone. Yeah. And they've evolved into this crap that they're doing.
So let me ask you, are you targeting a political enemy here?
Hell no. What we do is we investigate crime. Someone complains about a crime, we investigate the crime. That is literally the definition of the job of sheriff. You can look it up in the state constitution. It's laid out, and the authority of the sheriff shall not be infringed by the Board of Supervisors, my investigative function. It's not convenient for them when I do my job, and that's, I think, their problem if they're involved in criminality. It's not my problem as the head of the agency in charge of investigating crime. That's what we do. We don't investigate people, but you listen to all my critics, everyone now wants to investigate me as a person, but they have no crime they can point to, but it just sounds good. Oh, my God, it's a conflict of interest. I say, okay, find it in the penal code, find it in the government code, find it in the Constitution where it says the authority of the sheriff only extends to people who are not his perceived political opponent, however you want to describe it.
Now, Sheriff, I'm looking at the human trafficking impact in suburban areas, the outskirts of L.A. cities and other cities, but we're seeing it in the middle of our communities. And it's human trafficking from not just the illegal aliens that are coming across the border, being exploited by some of the coyotes and some of the others, but it's happening where folks are getting picked off the street. We just had a case in Hawaii, just somebody walking down the street, and they were snatched. Of course, we're seeing it in California and now, of course, L.A. Any plans as a sheriff's department to have anything in place to attack this human trafficking problem?
Well, we do have a human trafficking task force, and they work with our, they're part of our Special Victims Bureau. We work with our partners with the LAPD, with the CHP, with the Department of Justice state level, or the federal partners. And that is a big concern of ours. And one of the legislation that Governor Newsom signed into law, which basically authorized loitering for the purpose of committing prostitution, made it legal, just basically legalized all the red light districts in California. And all that does is make the human trafficking situation worse, where you're going to have forced sex workers out there, and there's going to be minors, and a lot of people are going to be harmed, whereas we had the ability to intervene before. Now we lost a key tool in that battle against human trafficking.
Is there one law you would, some tool that you could have? What is that tool?
Well, one is that we got to put that law back on the books, and you got to have a DA that actually prosecutes. We did so many things involving human trafficking and prostitution, and the DA rejected them all because it didn't conform to his special orders. We've had other municipal police departments have done the same thing, and the DA rejects them all. So DA George Gascon, wrap your mind around this. He has legalized prostitution in Los Angeles County.
You were, you know, kind of challenged by, you know, can't you get along? Aren't you going to have to work with the DA? I mean, if you like me, maybe I don't like him, but I'll work with him.
Well, I recall I mentioned 13,677 cases where he refused to file because of his special orders. He's literally canceling the entire work product of our department, making the community less safe, wasting our time and energy. You can't work with that. He has an idea in his head that he's the ultimate authority, and he's going to direct the, I described him like Moses coming down the mountain with the special orders, and everyone shall basically obey. That is not a collaborative model.
Sheriff, appreciate your time with us. If folks want to find out more and study up on just who Sheriff Villanueva is, where would you direct them?
For my campaign at alexvillanueva.org, Alex for Sheriff on social media, and for the department, you can go to lsd.org or LACO Sheriff.
And Arif Alibi, as always, good talking with you and having you on again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. AM 870, The Answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.